This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, February 11th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Amy Guida has this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News, and we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, a look at today's news. Growth in the city of Champaign is prompting the city council to rebalance the five council districts. Thousands of new residents on the west and southwest sides since the 2000 census mean that one district contains about 19,000 people, while two other districts have only around 13,000. City Planner Lacey Raines says tomorrow night, council members will pore over 12 suggestions for redrawing the boundary lines. She says, though equal population is the ultimate goal of the redistricting, some of the proposals pay special attention to neighborhood characteristics, and she wonders if politics may also play a role.
I've had, you know, council members call and just ask questions about certain things and what happens if I do this and blah, blah, blah. But that's just regarding, you know, population totals, not necessarily, I don't know what goes on in their heads if they're thinking, well, I think these people will vote for me, but I don't think those people will vote for me. I have no awareness of any of that going on.
Champaign City Council is technically nonpartisan. The mayor and three members serve at large, representing the whole city, while the five districts elect one member apiece. Council members agreed to have a map ready for adoption in March. It would take effect with the next municipal election next year. State Representative John Fritchie says he's introducing legislation which would ban the use of carbon monoxide for euthanizing dogs and cats in Illinois. Speaking yesterday at a no-kill animal shelter, the Chicago Democrat said Illinois is one of only a handful of states that will still allow the use of the lethal gas for killing unclaimed strays. Animal rights advocates say they have found two animal shelters and one dog breeding operation all downstate that still use carbon monoxide as a way to euthanize unwanted animals. Activists say that although the practice is legal in Illinois, it's widely viewed as inhumane and can be particularly cruel if performed by people who are not licensed to euthanize animals. There would be more perks to graduating near the top of the class in high school if an Illinois lawmaker has his way. Jenna Dooley explains.
Representative William Davis says Illinois' education system needs to be reformed. Many schools lack resources to provide certain class offerings, leaving those students at a disadvantage when they go on to higher education. Davis, a Hazelcrest Democrat, has introduced a measure that requires public universities in Illinois to automatically admit high school students who graduate in the top 10% of their class. Students would have to enroll within 2 years of graduating from a public high school. Under the plan, universities couldn't use ACT or SAT scores as a criteria for admission. Davis says he expects a backlash from schools like the University of Illinois, which try to draw a diverse student population. But Davis says his plan would motivate minority students.
If nothing else, this will encourage students to want to be in the top 10% of their class so they can have the opportunity to go to some of the good state institutions that we have here.
A spokesman for the University of Illinois' three campuses says the university plans to meet with Representative Davis to discuss how the measure will impact the admissions process at its schools. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Officials for Lane Bryant say they're uncertain when the store in suburban Tinley Park, Illinois, will reopen following this month's shooting that left five women dead and another injured. Meanwhile, Tinley Park officials say they're concerned about security and are considering whether to require surveillance cameras in all commercial businesses in the Chicago suburb. The requirements could be among the nation's strictest. A spokeswoman for Charming Shops, which owns Lane Bryant, says it's too soon to talk about opening the store. On February 2nd, a gunman shot five women at the store in what authorities are calling a botched robbery. The gunman remains at large. Mitt Romney may be out of the presidential race, but he's still holding on to his delegates. The former Massachusetts governor earned three in Illinois. State Senator Dale Ryder of Mattoon holds one of those three. He says party rules keep him committed to the governor until Romney decides to release his delegates.
Governor Romney, like I said, has put a lot of time and effort into a strong campaign that just didn't quite take hold like I know that he and I, a lot of his supporters, wanted it to. But so he's going to hang on for a while, I would assume, and kind of watch and see how things develop.
In addition to Ryder, State Senator Dan Rutherford and former Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert are also delegates to Romney. Arizona Senator John McCain won the majority of Republican delegates in Illinois. Champaign native Allison Krauss has earned yet another Grammy win, giving her a total of 21 in her career. And this award is a bit of a departure from her usual sound of bluegrass and country. The single Gone, Gone, Gone is the first release from the album Raising Sand, one of duets with Led Zeppelin lead singer Robert Plant.
And everyone that you meet, baby, as you walk down the street, baby, will ask you why you're walking all alone and why you're on your own. And just say I'm gone, 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 gone.
Gone, Gone, Gone took the Grammy last night for Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals. Krauss was born in Decatur but raised in Champaign. Her 21 Grammys are tops among female recording artists. Illinois' Army National Guard says its first female director of operations has been promoted to colonel. Lieutenant Colonel Alicia Tate Nadeau is also the first Latino in the position since the Illinois National Guard was started in 1903. She says she's honored to be part of state history. Tate Nadeau is one of three female colonels in the Illinois Army National Guard. She's the mother of two children. Major General William Enyart, who is the Adjutant General for the Illinois National Guard, says Tate Nadeau is the perfect example of a dedicated soldier who takes pride in her career and family. Organizers are close to hiring a writer for a drama telling the story of Abraham Lincoln's boyhood in southern Indiana. The head of the Lincoln Boyhood Drama Association says the new production for the amphitheater in Lincoln State Park in Santa Claus, Indiana, will convey the significance of Lincoln's ties to the state. He says the 16th president has been a marketing problem for Indiana. That's because, he says, people know Lincoln was born in Kentucky and practiced law and was elected in Illinois. But they forget that a significant chunk of his life, between the ages of 7 and 21, was spent in Indiana. The state legislature has earmarked $1.6 million for the drama and renovations to the park's amphitheater. The drama is part of Lincoln's 200th birthday celebration, set in many states for next year. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Foster. Commentator Amy Guida describes Valentine's Day this week by offering some possible advice to the lovelorn. Don't take matters into your own hands. Take them to a lawyer. Here's this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
There's a song lyric from days gone by that comes to mind this Valentine's Day week. Love stinks. Yeah, yeah, love stinks. One comes to realize that after reading the sad tale of a fellow poignantly named Johnny Valentine, a man who knows more than a little bit about love's bad odor. Mr. Valentine says that he had a loving wife for a while, at least until she went to work for an oil company and was wooed away by its millionaire owner. Johnny Valentine, a plumber, says that he still loved his wife, but couldn't compete for her affections monetarily. The Valentines divorced, and she became Mrs. Millionaire. The story does not end there, however, because his ex-wife's new romance made a millionaire of Johnny Valentine. Well, almost. And that's because Johnny Valentine took his beef with his wife's beau not to some back alley, but to court. Valentine sued the millionaire for alienation of affections and won, to the tune of $750,000. Alienation of affections is a tort that lingers on like a heartache in only a handful of states, and listen up, lovelorn, Illinois is one of them. Here's the way the Mississippi court in the Valentine case, decided just last year, described it. Alienation of affections provides redress for a spouse who has suffered loss and injury to his or her marital relationship against a third party who, through persuasion, enticement, or inducement, caused or contributed to the abandonment of the marriage and or the loss of affections by active interference. In layperson's terms, you can sue the man or woman who broke up your marriage. In order to win, in Illinois at least, the plaintiff must show that the spouse loved the plaintiff and that the new love's overt acts, conduct, or enticement caused those love feelings to depart. Now, you might be asking yourself, what does the law know about love? The Illinois legislature would agree with you to a point. In a special legislative declaration, the lawmakers complained that Illinois residents have gravely abused the tort through attempts at blackmail and other wrongs. Nonetheless, they didn't abolish the tort. Instead, they put a cap of sorts on the amount of money a plaintiff can recover for a broken heart, limiting the plaintiff's possible damages to actual financial losses directly caused by the defendant's amorous actions. That means something like a mortgage that can't be paid anymore because the couple split up. It also means that Johnny Valentine would have received quite a bit less than his $750,000 verdict had he brought his lawsuit in Illinois. The Mississippi jury found that the millionaire owed Valentine $642,000 for things like emotional distress and the loss of companionship, and $112,000 in punitive damages to punish the meddling. In the land of Lincoln, only economic out-of-pocket damages would stick. Which reminds me of another song lyric from Days Gone By. Love hurts. Smack dab in the pocketbook for some who live in a state that recognizes alienation of affections. Break up someone else's marriage. Ooh, love hurts. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. Forecast for today, very cold, cloudy, a chance of snow showers this morning, then a chance of snow this afternoon, the high around 19 degrees. Snow accumulations tonight expected around 1 to 2 inches, not as cold, with a near steady temperature around 19 degrees. Cloudy skies tomorrow with a chance of snow in the morning, the high around 22 degrees, and mostly cloudy tomorrow night, the low around 11, mostly sunny skies Wednesday, the high around 28. Not as cold Wednesday night. And Thursday, partly cloudy, lows around 19 with a high in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy Thursday night, a chance of rain or snow, the low around 28. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, February 11th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.